intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 8th day of April, Year of Our Lord 2020. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our show with something that may seem rather pedestrian, but I think is more important than ever. And when you're holed up in your safe haven, you might want to do this with the children every morning. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with, make sure your safe haven is ready for you, whatever that means for you. It's going to be different things for different people. Moving on from there, doTERRA has On Guard oil in stock, ready for immediate shipment, limit 1 bottle per customer. And we are accepting orders for Berkey countertop water filters. However, we're looking at a minimum, and I repeat, a minimum 6-week turnaround time to make a delivery. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney has taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an accomplished author, having authored 11 books with more on the way, assuming the world continues, and a weekly radio talk show host. His web page is, which is now working once again, by the way. It was down for about a week. We don't know why. And he has 2 weekly radio shows. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Yeah, my webpage is back. We don't know what happened. A lot of people were looking into it from the server side, from the outside, and never reached a determination. But people were getting the SSL error, like if you go there, your computer's going to be ravaged and you're all going to die message.
Right.
So it tended to block traffic, except those people that knew something was going on. And even then, even if you bypassed that, you couldn't get to the page.
Right. I couldn't. I attempted to myself. I couldn't get there. I didn't worry about my computer exploding, but I couldn't get there either.
Right. No, me too. I mean, I couldn't get to my page. And so it's finally back. And so we don't know what happened. But anyway, And it started with the short URL. The one I give on the radio is the seven letter jmccsci.com. And that started to break down. Then the whole web page, then all the sub pages. And anyway, it's all back now. So ready to roll again. And I have a posting I want to mention on the air too, this Comet Atlas. There's a lot of fear porn all over the internet. YouTube, as I say, don't get your science from YouTube. If you want to fix your bike, go to YouTube. Don't get anything so-called scientific from YouTube. But basically, this is a benign comet. It's going to come in. It's going to present a very nice light show. And I have information on things to look for, like the sunward spike and other solar activity. But it's not going to have any alignments with Earth, or some people are saying it's going to have an effect on Mercury. Mercury is going to be on the far side of the sun to this comet when it comes through. So, I mean, there's nothing, I've examined this up and down and sideways. There's nothing here. It's just going to be a nice light show comet. It'll be an early morning comet, and that's when you'll be able to see, hopefully, the sunward spike very visible because it's a broadside view, proving the McCanny plasma discharge comet model to the whole world. We'll be able to see this. So anyway, just an update on that. I have my March 26th show, my weekly show. I go into a lot of detail on this. And then also on my new Patreon channel, which is patreon.com/JMCCSCI. I have a write up there also where people can go and get the full details.
All right. Well, that's good news, Jim. That is really, really good news. We've been talking for a while, and I don't know why it took me so long, but I finally got it straight in my brain that the testing done to determine somebody really has COVID-19 is a $1,000 test done only in a laboratory, which means almost nobody, living or dead, has had an actual test to actually determine if they have COVID-19, as opposed to what I've also recently learned, more than a million other coronaviruses. Apparently, I thought until 2 days ago, Jim, there were maybe two dozen coronaviruses, but it turns out there's more than a million. It's a very common phenomenon in nature, isn't it, sir?
Yes, exactly. But, John, the test is even more benign than that, or diffuse. 10 years ago, let me just explain. It's a test for PCR count in your blood. That's all it is, it can be in like the fluid in your nose or back of your throat, wherever they're testing. And I had a test well over, it was probably 12 years ago now, I can't remember. But they used PCR count, the same test, to tell me I had prostate cancer, which I didn't. And I finally went to another doctor, and he was an older guy, and he said, no, you got an infection. And so I took some pills, and the infection went away in about 3 days. And he said, keep taking them for 3 months, make sure it was an infection. And that's the same test. So you could have an infection of some kind, totally unrelated to pneumonia or any pulmonary type issues, and test positive. So what they're doing is they're pumping these numbers up. And also, they're classifying on the death certificates, the CDC and John Hopkins, if there's any indication that the doctors, they're telling doctors or the mortuaries, if there's any indication of respiratory issues and you think it might be COVID-ID, you can write that on the death certificate, and they're taking that, even if it's the fourth issue that the person died from pneumonia, they were 85 years old and had severe cancer, they will put COVID ID, and that's what's counted as on the death certificate and in the statistics. So these numbers are blown way out of proportion. We don't know if anybody actually has COVID ID. The other problem is they don't know anybody that does have it. There might be people walking around that test negative because 80% of the tests give a false positive. In other words, it's something totally unrelated, and that's an estimate. It could be 99% false positive, but they're counting these numbers, And you look at the states where they're driving this, the four big ones, California, Illinois, New York, and Michigan, they're states run by Democratic governors. They're completely bankrupt, beyond bankrupt. I mean, they owe debt to the workers and things that they can never repay. They're the ones out there clamoring for all of this because they're going to get a flood of money in all their fiduciary incompetence will come out in the wash if this didn't happen. So now and the hospitals are going to get huge amounts of money because of this. This is just a big money scam, and it's a control scam. That's all it is. It was conceived by the CIA long ago, and basically, if you want to call them deep state, New World Order, whatever you want to term the people, the bankers, European bankers, that's what this is. It's a PSYOP operation. There's not an ounce of validity to anything you're seeing on the news. And like we talked about last week, I've done more investigating this week on hospitals that are supposed to be epicenters. There's nobody there. It's all staged.
Well, we're at the edge of shutting. Well, the country is, for all intents and purposes, shut down. And the food chain is in dire straits. We're already having major processors of various foods, meat and poultry and dairy products, shut down because workers aren't coming to work. They don't have the protective equipment they feel they need, and they don't want to put their lives at risk, in their opinion, by going to work. So they're not going to work.
Well, it turns out, John, that the majority of Americans, from the reports I've seen, already have immunity to this. It turns out that the COVID-19 virus was not as damaging as they thought. And I'm of the opinion that there is a real virus out there, not only one, but many strains of this. They found that what's in Italy is a different strain than what's in China, and that's different than the one in Iran. You know, so somebody's been planting this around the world and dropping it off, maybe through drones. We don't know. We don't know how they're doing it. You know, it's a mystery. And so I'm not going to speculate as to how it got where. But all signs are pointing that this is like the Ebola, and you go through that whole laundry list of SARS, H1N1, that these are Dietrich laboratory military-grade viruses that have been placed in certain places to have certain effects, and they're having those effects. And the news media is running with it. What I find strange is Trump is like bottled up in the White House, and I don't, I'm sure he suspects something's going on, but the political pressure to go along with this is enormous.
Absolutely. It is. And I keep hoping that he'll do something dramatic that will expose what's going on, but that may be wishful thinking, Jim.
Yeah, I think he's already set his course. You know, he's like a big ship, this country. He set a course, and here's the other thing. If he were to say, okay, this is all baloney, we're going to open up the country, somebody could come in, and they would, and then drop this off in a bunch of major cities, and all of a sudden the numbers would go through the roof. And people would be falling over in the street, and then they'd say, "See, Trump did it." This is a game of chess, and it's not a funny one. And the people that got this, they have this like a dog that's got. You ever see a dog pulling on a shirt, and right, he won't let go? That's right. What's going on here. They got this is the dog with the shirt, and he's pulling on it, and this is their last hurrah. They didn't. The Mueller report didn't do it. The impeachment didn't do it. This is their last shot, and they're not going to let go of this. And they got all of the chess players in the corner, and the king is sitting in the corner, and it's almost checkmate. I noticed that they even twisted the Pope's words. The Pope said, "This might be nature getting back at the human race for not protecting the environment." That's what the Pope said. The announcement, the headline, was that Pope says that this is caused by climate change. So they're even twisting the Pope's words.
Oh, Jim, I don't know.
It's insane out there. Absolutely.
It is. As I said to you privately before the show started, I feel like I'm living in a cheap science fiction movie.
Oh, yeah, this is like out of the Twilight Zone. Remember the Twilight. This is a Twilight Zone 1950s level movie.
For people under 60 years old, they don't know. You can see the Twilight Zone episodes on YouTube, I believe. It was cutting edge TV half a century ago. It really was very creative and cutting edge with the storylines, the camera work, and so forth, despite it being done on the cheap and black and white.
But it was done very well because it took your mind. Like today, they have to have a big monster on the screen that's smashing everything. Back then, it was mental. And it
that's
was
right.
like Rod, what was his name? The guy that did that? Or
Rod
Alfred
Sterling. Rod Serling.
Right. They were masters of mental manipulation. I mean, you'd watch those shows and they were riveting.
Very politically incorrect. He began each show with his own short introduction where he's smoking a cigarette while he's doing the introduction.
Oh, yeah. No, they were classic. But mental manipulation, and that's what's going on here. They're building on fear. And the people are afraid, and rightfully so. You could get something that could kill you and all your family in a couple hours. You know, that's something to be afraid of. Absolutely.
It is. And we, despite this knowledge that we're imparting here, we still have to deal with these consequences. And Jim, you and I are in absolute agreement. The people need to bug out of these densely populated urban suburban areas and get to their safe retreat, their safe haven now. That time,
yes,
it's on us. It's time to do it. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. And if you think that this is going to be over in a month, or this is the end one, and we're all going to get back to normal, and flights and tourism, and everybody's going to get back to normal, you're living in a dream world. This ain't ever going away. They're not going to let this go. And so get out of there. If you don't have a place, get a place. Take the family, get them out of school. Here's the other thing. With lots
They're already
of people
out of school,
kids.
Jim.
Well, no, I know. But they're already talking about when can the kids go back to school. Let me tell you something. In this hiatus, they're installing 5G in the schools, and they're not going to let your kids back into school until they all get a shot in the arm with a chip in it, and it's going to be controlled by 5G. So it's time to get your kids out of school, folks. That's the end of school as you know it. And so start homeschooling your kids. I mean, a lot of people are going to buy into this. They're going to, because they want their old life back. Well, let me tell you something. It ain't coming back.
No. My daughter just got notice yesterday that her children's school district is shut down for the rest of the year. No surprise there. Homeschooling is the way to go. That way you know your children will get real education. They can learn how to really do mathematics instead of this new math, which doesn't work. They can learn the basic foundation of any and all education is language skills and mathematics skills. If you can accomplish those two things, you can learn and become anything, can't you, Jim?
Exactly. And, you know, the other problem today is everything comes to people on the Internet and it's really controlled. So having books is really, really important. I would recommend that people look at the lifestyle of the Amish. They've been living this lifestyle. I'm sure there's not a big urgency in the Amish communities other than just stay away from all of those people out there that have been chasing the dollar and living this insane
lifestyle.
They call
us the English, Jim. The Amish call us the English.
Yeah.
They do. And at home they speak German, by the way.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And they speak English with the proper neutral accent and German with the proper accent as well. But Amish are very bright, productive people, and they will do quite well in this as long as we don't have United Nations troops wanting to take what they got.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, but it's springtime. You know, look at the bright side of this. It's springtime. Get out, and you got the whole spring, summer, and fall to get ready.
Hold that thought. We have a break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Or more here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 8th of April. Jim, you've got not one, but two weekly radio shows. Let people know how they can listen live into your archives, please, sir.
Yes, John. Tomorrow night, Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs from WWCR Nashville, the largest radio station in the world, and also streams on the internet, WWCR.com, Tower 2, and many other ways to listen. All of those ways listed on my webpage, and then also my paid cast, which is a $3.95 per month subscription. You get an extra hour every week of scientific topics. And by the way, I'm in the middle of my education program, 100 show session dealing with education for K-12 and university. Very important, especially in these times right now. So all of that on my webpage, jmccsci.com, which is up again. So you can actually go there now.
Well, Jim, the title of your show, At the Crossroads, was quaint up until these past 2 weeks. But we are truly, truly at the crossroads, aren't we, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it has applied more or less forever, basically. But yeah, now, literally, this is a serious crossroad. This is the This is you're going to have to take a right or a left here, and that's going to separate the wheat from the chaff. Your world as you knew it ain't coming back, folks. And anybody that thinks it is, no, they've got this thing by the tail, and they're not going to let go, because this is the last game in town. If this failed, if this got out to the general public that this is a hoax, this has been perpetrated by people like Fauci and the World Health Organization and CDC and Bill Gates. And, you know, these people should be hanging from the highest yardarm, literally, or as some people say, bring back the public guillotine. These people are criminals at the highest level imaginable, because it's not just economic. It's people. The first few weeks, like you say, John, the food chain, you know, everything kept rolling. But now it's going to become critical. People are not going to be able to get food. You know, don't worry about toilet paper. You're not going to be able to get something to eat. And the fear that they're persisting on putting out there is completely unfounded. They're creating this. They're making this up. They're classifying everybody that has died. If you look at the normal death count, and they're not publishing this, if you look at the normal death count, it's gone close to zero in places like New York. Nobody's dying of other causes anymore. It's all coronavirus.
Well, I just have to repeat myself. I feel like I'm living in a cheap science fiction movie here, literally. This is so strange. You know, Jim, you and I have known each other for, 15, 16 years, something like that?
Something, yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah. And, you know, you and I have been expressing these concerns privately and publicly for years. And people listen, and they're entertained by what we say. Some paid heed. Most were just simply entertained. Well, the time for entertainment is past. That time is past. That time's come and gone.
It's time to get the shovel out, get the axe out, get the seeds you've been saving out. This is, it's time to. I mean, for a lot of people, my belief is it's a much better situation than imagine the pilgrims that came over. They had nothing, and they had to bust into the United States in the middle of winter, survive a winter, and then. Plant food, and that's where our first Thanksgiving came from, because they knew they had enough food to survive that next winter. People have it much better now. It's springtime. Hey, look at the bright side. Get out, get your stuff going, turn off the TV, start living your life the way you should be living it, and maybe this is a sign. It's time to, I'll give you an example. We look at the Mayan cities in Central America. Somewhere around 800 or 900 AD, these were teeming cities with hundreds of thousands of people. The cities down there, Tikal and the other cities, and all of a sudden the people just left, and it's kind of a mystery as to what happened. Some people, was it a drought or a plague or something? I think it was political. I think the political system broke down to the point where they were killing their own people. It was just insane. There was a ruling class, and the people just walked away. And that's what happened. And I think that's going to happen now, and it's going to separate. You have the people that are going to try and stay in the city and get their life back, which ain't never coming back. And then there's the people that just walk away. And you know, that's what you're going to have to make that decision. I'm not recommending anything. For anybody, you have to make your own decision. But I'll tell you, if you think the world like you knew it is coming back someday, and this $6 trillion tranche of money is going to help, that's all going to go to the rich people. You ain't going to see a dime of that.
Absolutely. Everybody hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. You're home, you got lots of discretionary time in between polishing boots and sharpening bayonets. Take some time to educate yourself at my website. There's some educational material there that will inform you, educate you, entertain you, possibly make you angry. Lots there. You could spend quite a bit of time there. Spend as much time as you like, of course. Something will also help you, and I'm picking up a fresh delivery of energy cleaners Saturday. I just got word just 10 minutes ago from my mattress pad distributor that they are processing my order for mattress pads, energy cleaners, and mattress pads. Having more energy is always nice in normal times when you can do things you love, such as hunting, fishing, playing tennis, walking in the park. And having extra energy and sleeping well in these more perilous times is a matter of life and death. The energy cleaner will help you have the energy you want and wake up pain-free like I do every morning. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And I got a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Keep in mind, I have a 90-day money-back guarantee. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting Professor James McKinney. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we touched briefly on this Comet Atlas. Let's give people some details. You mentioned fear porn. I'm getting listeners just in the last 10 minutes asking about Atlas Comet. What is the deal, and why should people not be worried about it?
Okay, let me go through the orbit, and that's probably the best way to discuss this. This orbit is coming in. If you take the plane of the planets of Earth's orbit around the sun, it lies in pretty much a plane. We call that the ecliptic plane. Specifically, that's Earth's plane of its orbit. And pretty much all the other planets are in that plane. So we go around the sun in somewhat circular orbits. Not quite, but that's not important. So for a comet to affect something, including Earth, it would have to come relatively near or come into alignment with the sun and that planet. And those have happened. There have been incidents, and when those things happen, I make announcements about them. This comet is coming from the north. It passes around, goes down through the ecliptic plane, and then continues down and then goes back out. It's going to spend about 12 hours as it crosses through the ecliptic plane, and there's no planets near it. There's nothing in alignment with it. I've seen people said, oh, it's going to have an effect on, they were worried it might have an effect on Mercury. No, Mercury is going to be on the far side of the sun. This comet has no interaction with anything. It's going to be a light show. Well, hopefully we'll be able to see a sunward spike on the early days prior to May 31st when it has its closest approach to the sun. Other than that, that's it. So there's nothing about this comet. It's just more fear porn being piled on the internet. And as I said, don't go to YouTube. If you want to learn about something, go to my webpage, you know, where I will tell you the truth. If there were some issue with this comet, I would tell you exactly the way it is. This comet is benign. There might be a little solar flaring, and that's typical of comets. But, you know, there's really no issue here, and certainly not the level of fear porn that's being spread about this. So anyway, in there again, it's another diversion for people in this time when there's more diversions than you can count. So anyway, that's the short version. I have a complete write-up on this on my Patreon channel, the patreon.com/JMCCSCI. There's a write-up there. There's my March 26th weekly radio show where I go into this in detail. So those are places to get real information. And if you see something, you know, on the internet someplace, put a comment, direct people to those locations for real information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I hope we've put that matter to rest and people can move on to more important things, such as making sure their safe haven really is ready for them and that they get their ASAP. I talk frequently, Jim, about a hobby farm, a place where the fruits, vegetables, meat, eggs, whatever it might be, produced is meant for consumption on a premises as opposed to a commercial operation. I don't care how much money you've got. It takes about 3 years to take a raw piece of real estate and turn into a hobby farm. It's actually feeding the people that live there. So the time to do that and be all set up, that time's come and gone in terms of being ready right now if you want to start out from fresh. But people need to do what they can with the resources they have immediately, don't they, sir?
Yeah, because by fall, there might not be a grocery store that you can go to buy food. I announced this, I started noticing the trend a number of years ago, but the really, really wealthy people, the people that made hundreds of millions up in the high-tech industries, in the comm industries and everything else, were going and buying small farms. If there wasn't a house, they would build a small, modest house. And they were starting to do this because they realized that their millions of dollars, you couldn't buy, you know, if there's nothing to buy, no steak or whatever they wanted, all the millions of dollars were worthless. So this was a trend for the wealthiest people. So, and you don't need a lot of money to do this. I once was working at a high-tech company, and I went into the president's office, and I was talking to him, and he had a big, big, big picture up on the top. It was a beautiful scene out in the Rocky Mountains with a, it was obviously taken from a deck of a cabin. And I said, what's that? He says, oh, that's my retirement place when I go and I can just spend my time and be with nature. And I said, well, you know, why don't you just go there now? And he looked at me like, you know, I think it struck him. What's he doing sitting in his desk running a big corporation? Because out there, there's no place to spend money. What's he going to do with all his money and all the time? And he wasted his whole life sitting at this stupid desk running a high-tech company. And what he wants to do is in that picture.
Right.
You know? But it's more than just retirement now. It's like get out and start taking care of your family. Because let me tell you something. This idea that the government's going to borrow another $6 trillion, then another $6 trillion, some kind of benefit package. Let me explain the details there. This $6 trillion tranche is $80,000 per person. That's for a family of four, $320,000 plus interest. That's what you owe. They're going to give your family of four $3,000. Think about that. You're being put on the hook for $8,000 a person, and they're going to give you $1,000 of that. Where do you think all the rest of that money's going? Ain't going to go to you, but you're going to be picking up the tab, folks.
Absolutely.
It's time to bail. It's time to bail. It's the end of the road. It ain't coming back. If you think that life as you knew it is coming back, if you think the kids, the schools are going to go up and open up and the kids are all going to go there and be happy, nope, it's going to be a little control zone, and all the little control freaks in all the schools are going to be running around, jumping up and down, using every bit of control they can to psycho-control your kids. And
absolutely.
And probably the very first thing, guess who they're talking to about when schools should open up? Mr. Strangelove that's occupying the weasel in the White House. They're going
to
want
you. I'd love to see Dr. Fauci arrested at the next briefing. That would warm my heart. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. Dave in Michigan. Morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. I really appreciate your great show and all your information. I love hearing the professor come on. I've been following him kind of, you know, just on different shows. I'm legally blind. I don't really get to use the internet, but we had a pretty crazy event here in the Thumb of Michigan last night. We had a hailstorm that I'm 60 years old, never experienced anything like it in my life. It was larger than baseballs. They said it would be quarter-inch hail. They knew it was coming. It riddled my greenhouse with holes. I'm telling you, it shredded the siding, the vinyl siding on the homes, the screens on all the windows are shredded. I haven't really got a full picture of what's going on yet, but I'm sure my metal roofs are, dented like crazy, and, the vehicles that were out in it. It lasted about more than 20 minutes, and I never experienced anything larger than quarter-inch hail here in Michigan. And these things were almost as big as softballs, and I've got one in my freezer in a bag, and everybody freaked out and said, what if it's the corona? They sent the corona in the ice balls. Anyway, what's your thoughts on that, Professor?
Well, that's a hailstorm, it's called. But what part of Michigan are you in?
I'm in the Thumb. In the Thumb of Michigan, right there. We jut out into Lake Huron. Michigan's a mitten on the map. And the Thumb is, we're in that Thumb of the mitten.
Got it. Okay. Wow. Well, those are natural events.
There's a lot of farming in the Thumb, they've done a lot of damage here.
I'm sure.
I don't know if that was contrived, if that was natural. I've never experienced, 60 years I've been here, never seen anything like it in my life. It was like bombs exploding while they were hitting the house.
Oh, no, it's amazing. And I don't have any information on it. at all. That's the first I've heard about it, so there's no way I could kind of. But there are natural events like that that happen. I mean, that's not out of the norm. But like I say, this is the first I've heard about it, so I really can't make any kind of comment. But
right. I mean, I've heard about hail this size in southern states. It's a common occurrence, but up here in Michigan, you know, it's pretty rare to get hailstorms, and when we do, it's really small hail. You know, it's mostly sleet. But you know, when, like I said, I've driven through a hailstorm at 80 miles an hour in an F-150 going up north for a fishing trip, and I'm telling you, it was incredible. I thought the windshield was going to shatter on us, and I don't know how my buddy kept driving through it. It was incredible. But that was the worst I've ever experienced, and those were probably dime-sized hail, but these were giant. I mean, I'm blown away. Never, like I said, 60 years, never seen or heard of anything like this in Michigan. So
wow. Well, thanks for the update. Like I say, I don't have any comments off hand here, but I'll take a look at
see if I can look at. You know, maybe next week you can come on and see if you can find any data out on it. I don't know.
I'll look at the storm systems.
Ready for what you guys, I'm pretty vocal. Being legally blind, I get on a lot of conference calls and radio shows and call in and give my thoughts on what you folks are talking about. And, I've been battling DTE, our power company out here, on a smart meter issue since 2012. And they finally got me. They cut my power. We do have solar, but we really we're not prepared for off-grid living at the moment, but we've been working our way up to that. And, now my greenhouse is air-conditioned from that storm last night. I don't know if I should leave it like that, I was kind of hoping to keep some of that chemtrail dust out of it, but anyway.
Well, Dave, I would recommend get your greenhouse repaired because you're going to be needing a source of food.
I would say repair your greenhouse.
Absolutely. Dave, we appreciate your call.
Thank you.
We really do. Thank you.
We
appreciate it. Well, bizarre weather events have become more frequent with crazy weather, and you've talked about that, and you've written books about that, Jim, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the extreme weather is normal. So, I mean, not everything is caused by somebody. But, I mean, there are things that happen that are caused by people. So, I mean, like I say, I cannot make any comment on this at all without doing a little work on it. And the only thing you can tell people is you're on your own out there. That's, I guess, and like you say, John, repair the greenhouse. Get that thing running. It's springtime. Should be planting some greens.
Yeah, it should be in the second week of April. It should be fully up and running and producing beginning stages of producing food. Absolutely.
Right. In Michigan, a greenhouse should have been producing already probably for a month. You know, and you can cover the beds at night so they don't freeze.
Right.
The various techniques, but get the greenhouse going again. And that's for other people also. If you get out to a place, one of the first things you want to put together is that greenhouse so that you have it available late into the fall. I mean, the pioneers had it down. And can you imagine back in the old pioneer days, the man would take his wife and a couple of kids, probably the wife was pregnant or just had a baby, and they would walk, maybe they had a horse if they were lucky, into the woods with an axe and a flintlock rifle and bust in there and start building a home and start living there and having kids and raising a family. Let me tell you, those people were tough people.
They would. Well, I've read accounts from Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett and people in that period of time. The family, a family typically would have two horses, and when they made this move to set up their new homestead, the family would except the husband, would ride on one horse, and everything, all their physical possessions would be on the other horse. They didn't even have a wagon, and they'd walk through the wilderness, you know, with, in that manner, and get to their new destination and begin building their new home. That's tough. That's a level of toughness that very few Americans, less than 1%, could even begin to accomplish something like that.
Yeah, John, I lived in the winter in the middle of Ontario one winter with no shelter of any kind. I lived outside. I had to live there with really no resources at all. And so I'm familiar with that. I've lived in the jungle under similar conditions. And I've been around the world. And a lot of people in the world live with very little, let me tell you.
They do. They do. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
All right, we're back. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th of April. Jim, we got our last caller this hour. That will be Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. I'll be quick. Jim, you were talking about the indebtedness that this bailout bill would put upon each American. And it reminds me of the phenomenon in the 80s. You may remember when there was a lot of aggressive marketing and selling of term life insurance. And the clarion call was buy term and invest the rest. because the dividends of a whole life insurance policy represented a small refund on an overcharged premium. And that's essentially what the situation is here. Taxpayers are being grossly, astronomically overcharged, and the working class is going to have to, you know, pay all the bills for everybody who's getting the freebies, and the money that they get in return is a very partial refund on a grossly overcharged tax bill.
Oh, yeah, it's beyond astronomical. Yeah, so and this is being done by Congress. This is out of the blue. I mean, there's no way that this country can recover from the country was already in debt. I mean, with fiat money, a total disaster financially and economically, the whole world. The international monetary exchange rates were going wild, you know, sending third world countries farther into debt simply by the clock ticking. So, no, this is not good. There's no way the world economy can start again or get running or, you know, look at the complicated of something like the auto industry or the airline industry. They're burning thousands of cars in the field to get insurance payments. If you think that was an accident in Florida, well, you know, talk to the insurance company. You know, people are starting to do desperate things, and this is just the beginning. I think this is partly also a social experiment to see how people are going to respond. And it's working quite well, I would say. But, you know, we're not going to solve the world's problems. All you can do out there is decide what you're going to do for yourself and make those. I'm not recommending anything for people say, well, do you recommend to find a place? No, I recommend that you sit down and think what you should do based on what your abilities are and everything else and make some decisions. But you better make some decisions or they're going to be made for you.
Right. And this thing we laughingly call money at this point is purely conceptual in nature. It reminds me of the term vaporware from the software industry. You know, this wonderful conceptual software that nobody's yet written. Well, you know, money is purely conceptual. You apply for a mortgage, some banker types a number into a computer, and poof, he has magically made money for the mortgage. It's purely conceptual in nature.
It is. Glenn, well, we're out of time.
Take care.
Thanks, Glenn. Yeah, thank you, Jim. We're down to less than a minute, sir.
Okay. Well, the poor are becoming rich, and the rich are becoming poor. You know, it's the people that have been living closest to the land are the people that are going to fare the best coming out the other side of this.
I agree, absolutely, Jim. I agree, and I've been saying that for years. Well, thank you, sir. Well, we hope to have you back next week.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
We'll see. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.